Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win.
Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Dogs, where's Lukey's drop at? Keith McPherson on The Fan. Another KM to 2 AM inside the 11 o'clock hour. I got 3 hours to go. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. But I want to get as many people on that were either at the game or watching the game. I want to hear your experience. I'm on my TikTok live, and people are reacting to John saying he was in the garden and left the game and watched the game on YouTube TV on his phone because he just had anxiety over it. It was just too much. I don't know. You're different than me. Like I said, I would have stayed in my seat. I might not have said a word. I might have been sweating. I might have been having all types of crazy thoughts about Brunson and OG Anunoby. And I can't exit, though. I'm not exiting. Unless I had somewhere to be, I'm not leaving. Ben is in Connecticut on The Fan in New York.
How's it going, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. It's going great.
Couldn't be better. First of all, how great is the garden? Like, at Ranger games, they're still chanting, "Poppin' sucks," 40 years later. 30 years later, they're chanting at Reggie Miller. It's really just a generational affair, you know? That's what's so special about it.
Yeah, New York is a different kind of place. And the garden specifically, I don't know what kind of air they pump in there. They serve some different kind of alcohol, popcorn. The fans are on 10, and it's unmatched. It's unrivaled for Rangers and Knicks games.
So I wanted to bring up a point that Charles Barkley just made, and I thought it was a great one. He said basically that the postseason, unlike the regular season, is not about stats, it's about moments. And technically, the Pacers out-rebounded on the offensive glass tonight, 14-12. But he's like, that's not what matters, because with your eyes in the fourth quarter, the Knicks got every big offensive rebound. And that's the way this team plays. Like, when it's on the line, the Knicks are on the floor fighting for that ball.
Yeah, I need a box score. That, like, I know I took a screenshot of the box score in the first half. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Some of those numbers lie, because when Brunson wasn't there, it was a different game. And when it was winning time, it was a different game. Shout out to Reggie Miller. The Knicks seized their opportunities down the stretch in the third. That third quarter was epic, and then the fourth quarter, you already knew it was closing time.
And one thing I like too, you know, and I call him as Ben from Connecticut because I have from forever, but I live in New York now. I've been down by the garden the last couple nights. I can't get in because I can't afford a ticket, but I've been celebrating afterwards. And I mean, honestly, I think the whole thing is great, man. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm not thinking too far ahead. And what a time in sports. I mean, we haven't seen it like this since the 90s.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Ben. Thanks for the call. And, you know, even, most people can't afford a ticket. That's what I was just talking about, John. I'm like, you were in there and you left? Like, there's people that haven't left the arena yet, and they're trying to usher them out. Hey, go. You got to go. But, you know, the scene outside of, you know, Pennsylvania Ave, the scene outside of Madison Square Garden, like, it's a viral thing. It's a national thing. Other fan bases are trying to imitate it. Like I told you guys, the Dallas Mavericks fan base tried to do a Side Talk NYC video. They don't have the juice. They don't have the energy. They don't have the swag. It wasn't even close. They're out in Texas. But it's just great. A warm night like tonight, people in New York City are congregating in that area, celebrating the Knicks going up 2-0. It's special. And I always say, stay down till you come up. It's up. You're up right now. You're up 2-0 right now in the series. You're in the driver's seat. Like, live in it, enjoy it, and don't try and get too far ahead of yourself. Just be happy that you're heading to Indiana with two games in your pocket at home. You handle business in the Garden. Josh and Passaic, my guy, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's up?
You know, doing the thing.
So with the next game, I got to agree with the last caller and you. Stats can definitely be deceiving. Halliburton, where was he by that thing next run? Rebounding, I couldn't believe that the Pacers had more offensive rebounds than the Knicks, because at the end of the game, it was all Knicks. Every shot going up, they got the rebound. And I really think that, and there's no reason, I know we should play game three. Make the Pacers make him play. Have them, until they win a game, maybe, and if they win game three, maybe let Anobi get another day rest. But I think you still have to have Brunson play game three. And if you go 3-0, then maybe let him rest. I know it's the opposite of what you think, but I feel like it makes more sense that way, because if it's 2-1, it's still a series again.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be on the same page with that. They're banged up. Let these guys rest. If you lose that first game in Indiana, good for the people of Indiana to see their team win. But I think that the Pacers know, like, they came in and gave their best shot back-to-back nights in New York. They are probably licking their wounds. Rick Carlisle got ejected, arguing an overturned call. Like, he just got ejected out of frustration. They're just like, there's nothing we can do. You can blame the refs, whatever. All in all, that's an L. And now you can get crafty. Now you can use the 2-0 advantage to your advantage. Now you can have your medical staff, right now I'm sure they're working on these guys, assess the injuries. I'm looking. I want to see if there's a report on OG Anunoby. Obviously, he got ruled out for this game. And, oh, yeah, here we go. Brian Lewis, Rick Carlisle on the refs. He's already on the mic talking about the refs. Cry. Cry about the refs. Everybody does. It's standard. Like, sometimes it doesn't go your way. No matter what the refs did or didn't do, you weren't winning that game. Thanks for the call, Josh. 877-337-6666. Tommy T is on the mic as well. He says, the mental toughness piece is so important. Pause this statement coming from the head coach. We're talking about the mental health aspect. We're talking about the mental toughness of the players. He says, the mental toughness piece is so important. The ability to get through things, to be at your best when your best is needed, even when you may not be feeling your best. That's who he is, a great leader. Talking about Jalen Brunson. And, man, all that stuff is contagious. All of that stuff is spreading through the team, right? Toughness, grit, hustle. It's their identity. They've been playing like this all year. They're not going to change now. 877-337-6666. Mike in Washingtonville, you're on the Fan. Go for it, Mikey.
Hey, what's up, Keith? I've been listening to you for a while, man, honestly, since you started coming up. So I just wanted to say, great show, man. Always on the late night.
Appreciate it.
Great guy to look up to for somebody our age. But specifically, I want to talk about OG Anunoby's presence tonight, especially without Brunson in that second quarter, man. I think a lot of us Knicks fans, when we lost, well, not lost, but when we traded RJ Barrett and quickly, we were kind of shaking our heads because we weren't sure what we were getting. But I know the Knicks winning percentage with OG on the floor, and, you know, but I think tonight was the one night he actually proved that that trade was all worth it, man. Without Brunson on the floor, he really stepped up, kept us in the game. And honestly, I know what everybody's saying. You know, we're up 2-0. We should sit him in the third game if he's that banged up. But I just think we need to appreciate what the hell he did tonight for us without Brunson in the whole second quarter. I just want to get your opinion on how you felt about that.
Yeah, OG Anunoby had early offense. He was getting buckets quick. He got the 10 points fast. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be an OG offensive game for OG tonight. He had 28 points. Again, the numbers lie because he only played 28 minutes. He wasn't in there in the stretch, right? He got that 28 pretty quickly. And when you talk about that trade, you also got Precious Achiuwa in that trade. He ended up playing 28 minutes. He was important. Man, I was so impressed with the way that they passed the ball, the way Hartenstein facilitated passed the ball. We talked last night about Mitchell Robinson going down and if they were going to go to Jericho Simmons. And I was saying, how much do you get from Mitchell Robinson offensively distributing? You get the defense. If they ask Jericho Simmons to step in, okay, for a few minutes. No, they leaned on Precious Achiuwa. You get him and you get OG Anunoby in the same trade. Nobody's worried about IQ and RJ now. They're at home and, like, you have the right pieces, man. This team has not that many bodies, but they have the right guys, and you just hope that they can get healthy here in these next couple games, even if they lose this first game on the road. So what? You're in the driver's seat, and that was another epic one tonight. I think this is the highest scoring game of these playoffs for the Knicks, and they just did it in a different way, man. For Brunson to have 29, right, not playing the full game and not doing what he's been doing, right? I think his over-under was at like 37 tonight. Shout out to you if you took the under. The rest of the guys contributed. DiVincenzo, 28 points. OG Anunoby already mentioned. Josh Hart, 19 points. Another, like, Josh Hart, bro, I know you guys love him. This guy is just consistent. 15 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, a block. Yeah, too many turnovers. And, sometimes his offensive game is what it is. But, I mean, he's just a glue guy that you can count on, and you know it's going to say 48 minutes next to his name. He's not coming off the floor.
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly, Keith. I think for a lot of us Knicks fans, tonight was a real showing of what they could be all around. And, I mean, honestly, as a Knicks fan, my pops worked at the Garden for about 20 years, man. This is the first team I feel like tonight showed that they could play all together without the star on the floor, and they held it down and stuck to it. So, I mean, I'm excited. 2-0, we're up big right now. I mean, not going to get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, we just got to keep grinding. Hopefully we get out of this series and play Boston next, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, you're in a good spot. Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein almost messed around, had a triple-double. He was 2 assists away. He had 14 points. 12 rebounds, 8 assists, plus 21. Brunson, a plus 26. Nobody cares how many points the Pacers bench scored. But for those keeping score at home, let's see. Obi Toppin had 20. McConnell had 10. There's 30. 41, 46. Okay, 46 points on your bench to 12 on the Knicks bench. Does not matter. 877-337-6666. So for all the pundits, all the analysts, all the basketball, former basketball players, coaches, people that know so much about the game talking about, oh yeah, the Knicks aren't going to be able to keep up with their pace. The Knicks aren't going to be able to score with them. Oh, they're too deep for the Knicks. Man, the Knicks lost Brunson for a good chunk of this game. They lost OG Anunoby for a good chunk of this game, and they still put up 130 points and outlast them. That third quarter, when you look at the box score, right, they were even in the first quarter, 36-36. Then a 10-point swing in the second quarter in favor of Indy, 37-27. That third quarter, they come out of the locker room. I'm still trying to find, hey, one of you reporters, ask coach, ask one of the players what was said at halftime, because they come out from the half and they double them up. The Pacers score 18 points. The Knicks score 36. And they had a ridiculous run at one point. Let me find my notes. I think in my notes there was a run where it was like a 16-4 run in the third. And I'm like, ghost. There are ghosts in the Garden. They woke up the ghost of Willis Reed and all of the Knicks teams of the past that understand you win this second game at home to go up 2-0. If you're banged up, you can play the second or the first game on the road differently. You can play it like, hey, we're load managing at this point. 877-337-6666. Mike and Brick on the Fan next. You got it, Mike.
Keith, what's up, my man? It's a pleasure to talk to you this evening.
Thanks for checking in. You got it.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, if this is a dream, don't wake me up. You know what I mean? I'm vibing it, man. I'm
dream
enjoying
on.
The ride. You know what
dream
I mean?
On.
That's what's going on, man. But my whole point is watching this game start to finish, you know, sitting on my couch watching. I wish I were in the garden, but, you know, it's a little too pricey. A little too pricey of a joint for me.
Very.
The whole point is this, man, like many of us. Watching Josh Hart, man, this guy is the engine, along with Brunson, the engine of this team. And when we look at it, man, what we traded to get Josh Hart, we gave up Cam Reddish and protected first-round pick. This guy, Josh Hart, man, he's won me over long ago. But watching him tonight, man, this kid's a stud, dude. Love him, man.
Yeah, there's not too many guys in the NBA that resemble a Josh Hart. I think my guy Kaz had a tweet that said, Josh Hart is the Carmelo Anthony of Draymond Green's. And he is.
Nah, I'm with it, dude. I'm with it, dude. Listen, man, and listen, I know we're a little banged up right now. OG, God bless him. Hope he gets well. It's just, I don't even want to dwell on the negative right now with all the with the energies, with the injuries, man. I just want to keep it positive, man.
Yeah.
I'm just I honestly, when Brunson went down, brother, I was like, all right, you know, 1-1 series tied, rest up Brunson, and then he comes back. You know, I'm not going to be a clown, say it's some Willis Reed moment, but the whole point is, man, he came back, man, and in these fourth quarters, the past couple games, game six with Philly, scored like 16 or 18 points. Game one, fourth quarter, scored like 21 points. Tonight, same thing, 16 points. It's just a blessing, man. I've been so thirsty to see this team do this. I'm not even looking ahead, man. I'm just enjoying the ride, brother.
There it is, Mike. Thanks for the call. And, you know, Mike said something that's interesting, and I thought this looking at line online, but then I thought different, right? Like, oh, I'm not going to be a clown and say it's a Willis Reed moment. That's not clown stuff. You don't have many moments in your history. A lot of people, reporters were saying it was shades of that. The reporters were hearkening back to this was exactly 54 years ago. I think Giants reporter Art Stapleton put out a tweet where I saw that, and I'm like, you know, obviously a lot of us young fans, young New Yorkers, young people, we don't know anything about that for real. Like, we've seen the grainy footage, and they showed it in the broadcast. So it's not clown stuff if TNT is queuing that up and cutting to it. It's a real thing. And I don't know if you believe in ghosts. I do, coming from Yankee Stadium. I do. I talk about it all the time. Oh, the ghosts at Yankee Stadium, they're waking the ghosts up. Are there ghosts in the garden? I think so tonight. That could have went a lot different. Brunson could have never returned. OG could have went down and they could have folded. Instead, they had the energy. Instead, they kept playing and going and never wavering. Man, we're going to keep it positive. You know my show is always positive. And I don't understand how anybody does a show on the Knicks at this current point in time and says, oh, if they keep playing like that, they're going to lose. Oh, it's not sustainable. Oh, you know, whatever. But there was a point in this game where they had like an 11-point lead, and then there was like a terrible stretch. It was like a corner three, and then Josh Hart couldn't inbound the ball and stepped in, and they smoked the lead that they had, and I'm like, they are not playing well. They have the shortest memories. They forget it instantly. Goldfish memory. Is that a thing? I think that's a thing. They don't have memories. Like, they have short memories. They say you need that as a quarterback. You need that as a cornerback. They forgot about that. And they just keep playing. They play on. It's always about the next play, the next shot. And then they kept getting good shots down the stretch late. They kept making the plays. And that's how you win games, man. And Rick Carlisle can cry about the referees. Rick Carlisle can say whatever. The over-under in that game was 218. Well over it. The line for the Knicks was -4.5. Well over it. You got to enjoy it, man. Like, for a team and a fan base who was a laughingstock. For a team and a fan base in a city that nationally, they still don't want to put respect on New York and the New York Knicks. There was no other game tonight. Everybody in the world saw that tonight. 877-337-6666. Lou in Astoria back on the Fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. We're rolling.
Yeah, listen, I'm speaking of Willis Reed, I mean, if it wasn't because Isaiah Hartenstein, did I say that right?
Yeah, Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah, okay. If you remember the first game, when it looked like the Knicks are going downhill and he made that for halftime court, he threw the ball up in the air and he made it, okay? This guy, he's not Brunson. I mean, Brunson puts it in his spot for him to be, a good player. I mean, if you notice today, Indiana Pacers, the center, couldn't do nothing. I mean, he missed every free throw in the world. But Hightstand, this guy,
yeah,
is part of the Knicks. Nobody mentioned it. You did at the end, or the caller just called you on it.
Oh, nah. I've been mentioning him. I just said he almost messed around and had a triple-double. I was so impressed with his passing. The Knicks, I was impressed with them hitting their free throws. If you look at the disparity between, like you just mentioned, the Pacers missing free throws and the Knicks hitting free throws, it was 81, almost 82% in favor of the Knicks. It wasn't even 60% for the Pacers.
Yes. And like I'm telling you right now, he's a big part why the reason why we're 2-0. Now, I got a little thing here that I just tried with my wife, and I know how much you love food. There's a place called...
Hey, y'all, what you trying to say?
No. I want you to try this because you love food. it's called La Marqueta Puerto Rican Cocotazo. It's in 116 and Park Avenue. If you go there, you're going to remember me for the rest of your life. I just went there because my wife found out about it. They got the greatest tasting food in the world. Give it a shot and see if you go one day.
I'm on Google now. I'll go.
Just Google it. It's La Marqueta Puerto Rican 116 and Park. It's called Cocotazo.
Mm-hmm. Got it. It's on the list.
You take your wife there, you are going to take care of it at least once a month.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Thanks for the recommendation as well.
Not a big deal. And I'll tell you what, you like to go to the stadium, you might go there first. Well, you can't, because this food has to get hot to really be good. You take care and say hello to the kid, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. I'm not fat, though. Like, you were saying that like I'm a fat boy. You were saying that like I got on, a lot of LBs I got to drop or something. Like, you like to eat. I know you like food. Like, nah, bro, I'm in here flexed up. Check my Twitter. Check the picture I put out. It's warm outside. Curls for the girls. T-shirt weather, baby. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. But I got a fast metabolism. I know he's probably going off of the picture that I posted. I go to the stadium. I go to the Dominican spot at Yankee Stadium. Like, it's a traditional type of thing for me. It depends on the vibe. Like, I'm not trying to get a 99 burger. I'm not trying to get a chicken bucket. You'll never see me online at Yankee Stadium, especially now with the pitch clock. You'll see me in Yankee Stadium. Not one of you will ever be like, I ran into Keith McPherson online. I'm not waiting on the line. Not for a drink, not for food. I come in with my food. I come in with my drinks, because I always have. When I was popped and I didn't have but $20 or two $20 bills to scratch together, I'm not buying nothing in there, bro. I'm at the Dominican spot where Poppy will fill up a aluminum tin for me full of rice and beans and whatever I want as far as fish, chicken, whatever I want, bro, or whatever they got out there. Shout out to Pollo Sabroso over there behind Yankee Stadium. 877-337-6666. I know the Yankee fans want to get on the line. The Yankees win. They win the series. What's that, 9 in a row against the bum-ass Astros? I love it. It brings so much joy to see that team from Houston come in the Yankee Stadium and just get absolutely rocked.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 3-2, and Clemens deals. Struck him out swinging. Number 4,000. Roger Clemens becomes the third pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to record 4,000 strikeouts.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
What up, y'all? Let's do it. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I'm just trying to find more stuff from the Knicks postgame and trying to find out what the deal is with OG Anunoby. Jalen Brunson had the hand injury, foot injury, banged up. They asked him about it. He says, I'm all good. And that's it. This guy just knows. He knows. I'm not going to tell y'all too much. Right? This is battle. This is part of the game. I still want to know what they said at halftime. 877-337-6666. Dante DiVincenzo says there was no doubt in our minds that he would be back. Like, they knew he wasn't ducking out on them. He knew that there was no way they were keeping Jalen Brunson off the floor. So I guess they had that in their minds. Rick Carlisle goes in on the officiating. Says there were 29 calls they felt went the wrong way in the first game, but they didn't submit them. Oh, my, I can't stand the crying. It is standard in the NBA, in the NFL, in MLB, the officials suck. The quote goes on. This is from Dustin Doperak. Fred Katz retweeted him. He said, they will submit after this game. Said the Knicks' physicality is being rewarded and theirs is not. Oh, my, come on. Soft. Let's go to Bill in Brooklyn. What's up, Bill? You're on The Fan.
Keith, what's going on?
Hanging out, talking to the fans.
I love it. We can call it Willis Reed. We can call it Clyde. We can call it whatever we want. It doesn't matter. After halftime, when Brunson came back, the aura was just different. It had a different feel, and it was like the Garden's air got sucked out when Brunson got off the court. When he came back, it's like everybody knew, let's go. And that's what the feeling was, in my opinion. Like everybody knew, let's go. Let's go to work. I don't know what Carlisle is complaining about. The Harnstein, that wasn't a double dribble. I know he lost his cool at that. But that wasn't a double dribble. I don't know what he's complaining about.
I don't know, man. He's just being a crybaby because that's what happens. When you feel like you're helpless and there's nothing you can do, you cry like that. They're not. There's nothing they can do. They're down 2-0.
Listen, at the end of the day, we did what we had to do at home. We're throw them up 3-point line. I like the schemes of defense, what we're doing. Because we know the Pacers want to throw up a ton of shots. They want to hopefully shoot 48% from the field and just chuck up shots. That's their game plan. At the end of the day, we're just like, all right, we'll let you guys run up the 3-point line. We'll play defense, play it slow. I like our game plan moving forward. Of course, we need OG. So far, we got two. We got two more to go. That's my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah, I mean, they were shooting well, the Pacers. They were chucking up a lot of shots. But all in all, when you look at the final team stats, let's see. The Knicks shot better, 57% versus 51%. Let's see from three-point range. The Knicks shot better, 46.7 versus 44.1. And Rick Carlisle's big baby ass, this guy, he says, Rick Carlisle on the overturned double dribble call toward the end of the fourth quarter, he says, that's small beans compared to everything else. Small market teams deserve an equal shot. They deserve a fair shot no matter where they're playing. Give me a break, yo. Can I say something? The Knicks, for so long, were a laughingstock, a mockery, disrespected. Bro, I remember, what was that movie where there was like the afterlife? And there's a scene where they're like, oh, he was a tortured Knicks fan. Like the Knicks were the butt of every NBA joke. Now, all of a sudden, Rick Carlisle, who's been around the block, he's been in the league for a long time. Now he's saying that Indiana's being treated like a small market team. I guess because we're in New York City. They're in the world's most famous arena. Rick, shut up, bro. That small beans compared to everything else. Small market teams deserve an equal shot. They deserve a fair shot no matter where they're playing. It has nothing to do with that. You got outworked, out-hustled, out-coached, outplayed. Take a look in the mirror and stop being so quick to think that there's some conspiracy theory around pushing the Knicks forward over your small market team. Your team just hosted the All-Star game, right? Your starting point guard, the leading scorer on your team, was the starting point guard in the Eastern Conference over Jalen Brunson, right? What are you talking about, bro? All of a sudden now, oh, the New York Knicks that were the laughingstock, the joke of the league, now they're the favorites, now they're the darlings, now they're the sweethearts, huh? Now they're getting all the calls. Now it's big market versus small market. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, speaking of the All-Star and Tyrese Halliburton being a starter because Indiana hosted the game, whatever, we knew what the deal was. The MVP voting results came out today. And your boy Jalen Brunson, I believe, finished fifth. And when you look at the other people in front of him, I mean, I know that the Knicks fans chant MVP, MVP, MVP for Brunson. But Jalen Brunson finished fifth. He earned 3 second-place votes, 1 third-place vote, 28 fourth-place votes, and 32 fifth-place votes. So that means most of these people think that there are 4 players more valuable than Jalen Brunson. And let's go over those players. Let's start with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Injuries happened, but Giannis didn't play, not a minute in the playoffs. He's eliminated. Luka Doncic, where was Luka last game? Last night. They needed Luka to be an MVP. I feel like every year the NBA season starts and Luka's the favorite to win MVP. Hasn't won one yet. Okay, let's keep going. SGA. I tip my cap to that kid. Last night I was talking about how they were comparing him to Kobe. OKC, we'll see how far they go. What he does, he is smooth. He is nice. Congrats to him. I saw he just had his firstborn son. I understand him. And then obviously Nikola Jokic, they owed him. They owed him from last year. Embiid should have never won the MVP. But we know all the conversation and politics around that. I don't know. Most valuable player, Jalen Brunson, is so valuable to his team and this city. He's king of New York. You just saw the king's court. When he came back onto his court, that's the king in his court, getting MVP chance, turning the garden up, and willing them to victory, and he's compromised. Let's say he was playing at 60%. 877-337-6666. We got to bring a Yankee call in. Anthony's out in Brooklyn. What do you think about the Yanks, Ant?
Hey, Keith. Beautiful show. Excellent show. I had 2 points on the Yankees. First one, the Yankees, like, I know that you're very against last year's season, not against, but, like, I mean, I feel it also was a horrible season, 82-80, but...
I don't even mention it anymore. Yeah. I forgot it ever happened. Go on.
Yeah, so, like, last year, like, I finally, like, felt a spark. I'm like, oh, they were 16 over 500. This is, like, I know I'm jumping ahead of time, but, like, they're 12 games over 500. Like, those numbers you heard when they were, like, winning championship after championship, World Series, like, they were 20 games over 500. Like, it feels like we are pretty close to becoming that kind of team.
It's May, but it's early. It's early. What I'll say, Anthony, the best thing about what the Yankees are doing right now is they're hitting, and they're putting up runs, and they're smacking the ball, and the Astros, nobody fears them anymore, and Gerrit Cole's not even here, right? They stand to get a lot better. Honestly, they stand to add to this bullpen. They stand to get Jason Dominguez back, as we're talking about them hitting. Judge has finally, like, no more Judge's hurt, no more Judge's is looking at Juan Soto stealing his spot in right field and all the adulation of the... No, Judge is starting to look like Judge again. Verdugo is the dog. Even though Verdugo had an off night tonight, so what? They picked him up. Stanton, that ball Stanton hit, exited so fast. Yeah. That was the hardest hit ball. Like, they're doing it, man. And you know what it is? They start heating up when the weather starts heating up. Thanks for the call, Anthony. It was a hot day today. Boone even said it. Such a nice night out. Right? It's one thing when we start the baseball season, and I've said this for a while, they're going to shorten the baseball season soon. Rob Manfred, by the time he is out in, I don't know, 2029, he's going to be like, nah, who cares about 162 games? We don't even care about the records and the piece of metal. Let's just start the season Cinco de Mayo weekend. It'll be warmer. It'll be warmer, and there'll be less rainouts, and there'll be less games, and there'll be less talk about, oh, Francisco Lindor is a traditional slow starter. Oh, wait till he heats up. Wait till it warms up. Oh, this guy's slumping. He's not looking like himself. He's lost at the plate. Yeah, because they're playing some of these games, and it's 40 degrees out and raining and cold. But everybody likes to be at a baseball game and playing in a baseball game when it's 80 degrees and sunny. 877-337-6666. Ambrose, Westwood, New Jersey, back on the Fan.
Back on the Fan, man. I love how you, the whole intro to this, the last few calls and up to this point has been great. First of all, getting in a nice zone listening to Gangstar Primo, starting to bringing us back. Got me kind of in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then hearing about you talk good about Stanton. Mm-hmm. I remember I said something about how he's heating up. You could start to see it in his legs last week. And it should do, you know how he stands there and he doesn't like reset? He does that no matter what. If you watch his eyes, the way he's, if you stay staring at the pitcher, he's hot.
Yeah, he's locked.
I picked up from watching him over the years.
Back-to-back nights, he homers, and the ball off his bat, 118 miles an hour, 119 miles an hour, he's smacking the ball. Like, that's a guy that smacks the baseball. When he swings the bat, the ball gets smacked. The ball gets punished.
And it looks bad when he misses, and I know, you'll be the first to bash on him, too, and I will, too. But like,
I won't be the first to bash on him. I understand
what
he is.
Pretty good.
I just understand
the
contract.
You know what it is? The contract's huge. I don't even compare it to that. That was like a gift from Jeter. The Yankees don't really care about how much we're paying him, to be honest with you.
He's contributing. He's helping. John Carlos. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him at all.
I know you're not mad at him. I'm just saying, like, to have him when, Soto goes in his... Soto doesn't really slump. He just looks a little off for a little bit. Judge slumps. Two of those guys are slumping. Oh, Stan got hot. Like, it makes a massive difference. Last year, if this was happening, we'd be, like, losing 8 in a row. It's just little things. Rodon, there's so much upside this year, and I don't want to get too excited, which I am now, but like...
You're allowed.
There's good vibes this year, especially with the Knicks. I used to love watching. I kind of dialed back when I got older, but I work in sports and do many, many basketball graphics, so I'm always following it. But one thing I was thinking about, I was going to give you I gave you the top three list of the best games you've been to. I was going to ask for the top three worst games you've been to. You don't have to do that now. I don't want to get off topic, but I was just thinking about, there's always one or two moments that you remember from Super Bowl runs. Both of them happened to be against your team on my runs. One was the JPP blocking, field goal with his finger that pretty much made us get to the playoffs, 2011. And in the playoffs, the game that made, it was one play that gave the Giants fans the confidence that we were actually going to win. Amani Toomer took that curl to the house.
Okay.
those were like memories I was seeing with my friends. Those give me chills, dude. Like that's what I remember when I think about those runs. Plus all the other crazy things that happened, but just enjoy it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not that as into it now. I'm watching, but you guys die and ride and die with them, man. Enjoy those moments.
We are. Thanks for the call, Ambrose. That's the whole thing. And that's what the radio is for. That's what WFAN is for, right? We're still living in the victory. We're still living in tonight's game. Not even just the Knicks game, but also the Yankees game, because we're talking about it, because you're hearing different voices and reactions and thoughts and things. And I always encourage you to live in it. Like, you don't have to go to sleep. It doesn't have to end. I'm on till 2. If you want to stay up and hear everybody's call and take and memories, and it's a great platform for that. It's a great vehicle for fans to just call in. 877-337-6666. If this is giving you flashbacks of the Giants run, sure. If you're a Yankee fan and you're starting to get to the point where you believe this team is good, you heard me last night talking about the American League. Okay, they didn't have Verdugo in Baltimore. The young Baltimore Orioles are ready to face the Yankees. They stubbed their toe a little bit, but since they swept the Tigers like they were supposed to, we'll see if they get the game in tomorrow. I expect them to sweep the bum-ass Trastros. This is what it's supposed to look like. These are the New York Yankees, right? So, man, enjoy it. Again, you hear me say a lot, you don't get into this to lose. You want to roll with the winners. A lot of us were bandwagon fans when we started watching sports. Or a lot of you were saying now, yeah, I used to watch the Knicks, but I fell off a couple years, but now I'm back. I was cracking up the other day. I heard BT talking to a fan who called in and was like, yeah, I was a Jordan fan growing up, you know, like everybody else, but now I'm into the Knicks. And BT was like, whoa, had to stop him dead in his tracks. Like, you can't be a Jordan fan when you were a kid getting into the game, rooting for the Bulls to beat the Knicks in the Garden and for Jordan to go off in the Garden. And then some, I don't know, 25 years later, shrug that off and be like, oh, I'm a New Yorker. I live in New Jersey. I live in Connecticut, Pennsylvania, surrounding area. I'm a Knicks fan now. No, it doesn't work like that. No, it works however you want, man. Let people enjoy things. I say stay down till you come up. Try to be loyal. But, man, for the Knicks fan that watched some of those terrible teams, for the Knicks fan that, like, watched, like, Fizdale coach the team and, like, Lance Thomas on the team and, like, you guys were rooting for David Lee and Danilo Gallinari. You guys were pumped about Nate Robinson in the dunk contest. Like, some of you still think Carmelo Anthony was like, no, you know, shout out to the boy J.R. Smith, the greatest Knick of all time. Like, for the Knick fan who made it through all those down years and all those other years, like, to get to this, like, don't let anybody tell you anything. Rep your team, live in it, be proud of it, and don't start thinking about anything else besides the next game, right? You're not that healthy, okay? You can be. You don't know. You don't know what they have. You don't know what kind of treatment they have for these guys. You don't know what these guys are. They sleep in hyperbaric chambers. They have ridiculous smoothies that they eat, that they drink. They have medical teams that have all these different machines and things to treat them so that they recover. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, don't let anybody tell you, oh, the way the Knicks are playing, this is not sustainable. They're going to lose. Oh, I don't know. The Celtics. Don't worry about the Celtics. Worry about Game 3 in Indiana, and Jalen Brunson and OG being right. Mitch is out. Bojan Bogdanovic is out. Obviously, you learned Julius Randle is out. And it hasn't stopped these guys from believing. 877-337-6666. In Seaford, Dylan, you're on the fan. Dylan in Seaford, you got it, man. Dylan, got to put you on hold. Let me see. Somebody's going to come through and know what to do. Maybe they want to talk about the Yankees. Maybe they want to talk about the Knicks. Maybe they want to mix in some Rangers talk. I'm here for it. Let's go out to Brooklyn and talk to Nate on the fan. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Great. Thanks for calling, and thanks for being ready.
Yeah, big one tonight. You know, it was like, I don't know, like Brunson went down. I was like, bro, this ain't going well. And then, you know, this team, it's like, I don't think anything could stop them. If they were healthy, I think they'd be able to do whatever they want.
They're not healthy, and they're still like, we're not losing the game. We're going to have our highest scoring game in the playoffs, so we're not going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brunson had 29 points, and he you know, he missed like a quarter and a half. And he was only six, like, he's what, like 60%.
That. He's like that. He can come back and get to it, man. Watching him go at TJ McConnell, the bump, the contact, the bucket, him getting fired up, man. He's a competitor. He's a dog. Even watching his dad, Pop's telling him, hey, you know, lock in. Play the game. You're going to win the game. They're up 2-0.
Yeah, and Josh Hart, 48 minutes, bro. You know, that guy's a dog.
Literally a dog. Like, off the leash, outside, all day, trying to eat. Like, 48 minutes. I said, you're going to look, and there's going to be 48 minutes next to his name. This guy says he does it off of Mike and Ike's. Eating Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, and you got Isaiah Hartenstein just stepping up. It's Nick team, you know.
Yeah, Hartenstein, thanks for the call, Nate. Hartenstein with that floater, right? You know I talk about Hart, and Hart has some Euro step. He's got some moves. I don't want to act like he's got no offensive bag. But there's some times where I'm like, man, I wish this guy had more shots that he knew he could hit at every level. Like, obviously, he'll shoot the three, sometimes with more confidence than not. He needs more of like a mid-range game. He doesn't smoke too many layups, but like Isaiah Hartenstein knows he can hit that floater. And he's catching the ball in the paint. He's catching the ball around the free throw line. He's either distributing or he's getting his shot. And then he is a hustler, man. He will dive on the floor. He will be boxing guys out. He will be the first one in the air to get the rebound. And this is a guy that was on the bench. This is a guy that when he first came out, when he first came up this year, right after last year, Stephen A. Smith was like, oh, Mitchell Robinson's out. I got to watch some guy named Isaiah Hartenstein. Like, yeah, he's pretty good. Watch him, actually. Watch what he does. Let's go back to Dylan and Seaford and see if Dylan's ready this time. What's up, Dylan? You got it.
Keith, I am ready this time.
There
sorry,
we go.
Sir.
You're good.
A longtime listener, first-time caller. I listen all the time to WFAN. I got to give a shout-out first off to BT. During the midday show, he said a couple of days ago that the Knicks are ready for whatever game it is. When we were in Philadelphia, it was a 95-87 game. Going into the Pacers series now, they said that we can just, the Knicks team just adapts to no matter what it is kind of game that you got to play. Even when Brunson out during the second quarter, the Knicks just found a way, whether it was OG, whether it was Hart, whether it was DiVincenzo finally stepping up. They just fight a way to win. And it's just, it's. I don't want to compare teams, but they really remind me a lot of the Nuggets in the way that they just play team basketball as they did last year. I just want to get your thoughts off of that. And I also want to shout out Taco Bell. That guy was mentioning that taco shop before. I don't know if you ever had Taco Bell before, but pretty fire.
Thanks for the call, Dylan. That's a free ad. Because LeBron did his whole Taco Tuesday. Y'all are funny, man. I would not compare them to the Nuggets. I wouldn't compare them to the Nuggets. I guess if you're comparing them to the Nuggets as far as like a team aspect... Excuse me, sorry. The pollen. My allergies are terrible today. Like, bruh, my eyes, my nose. I got to clear my throat. I'm live on air. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to be better. But I wouldn't compare them to the Nuggets just because, like, when I look at, first off, the Nuggets have the best player in the NBA. Just won another MVP. But then the Nuggets also have Jamal Murray. And Michael Porter Jr. And then Aaron Gordon. Like, the Knicks have a bunch of guys. Like I just was saying, Stephen A. Smith didn't even know who Isaiah Hartenstein was. So much so that he kind of mocked him for no reason. Josh Hart is a guy that was easily available to the Knicks. And now look what he's become. Jalen Brunson, when he signed with the Knicks, people said you don't give a guy that's never been an all-star that kind of money. He's too small. He can't be a superstar. Oh, he'll be a nice little point guard for a team like the Knicks that hasn't had a point guard, but okay. You know what I'm saying? These guys have become, man, tip your cap to Tom Thibodeau, Leon Rose, William Wesley, and James Dolan. I've been saying it every night because it's like somebody was the architect to get here. The Knicks couldn't figure it out for years. And now they're the talk of the town. Now we're looking at them like, yo, they refuse to lose. They have the right chemistry, these Villanova kids. And that's another thing. Even Dante DiVincenzo. So I can't compare them to the Nuggets because the Nuggets have the best player in the league and he's got other guys around him. It's really Brunson and other guys around him that, like, the Knicks didn't draft that anybody could have traded for or signed that were underestimated. And now they're playing above their heads.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.